Good evening. This is N2O IQ with the Black Forbye Service Net. My name here is Dan. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Broomfield Amateur Club Repeater, 146.65 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Broomfield on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times, so they can break at any time. If there's any emergency traffic out there at this time. The next Boomville Amateur Club repeater or monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scar Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur relationship is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. So a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to produce your net yourself. You will find the net premium on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. We'll take a break now, see if there is any Echolink stations wishing to check in. Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink. Hey, Dan, I see you're on Echolink 2. And it looks like we've got our friend from Warrendale, Pennsylvania, Bill. He's on Echolink, and he'll be up right behind me.
KA2AIT, that's correct. Mr. Kevin James is correct. KA3TFB here, Bill in Warrendale, through the Echolink system. And there is someone else that had keyed up, but they didn't say anything. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, I'm using Echolink tonight. I'm capping here at Whetstone Golf State Park. I'm sitting here at the picnic table outside the canopy, and not a bad evening here this evening. And the fire's going in the fireplace and having all kinds of fun here. So anyways, yeah, my handheld, I can use my mobile unit on the truck, but I said, I'll just use Echolink. It works just as well, so. Okay, very good. We're going to KD2FPM giving. And how is everything with you, Stephen, Kevin James? And we also would recognize the KA3PFB. Sorry, Bill. Okay, go ahead, Kevin James.
Hey, Dan, KD2FPM, Kevin James here. Like I said, I'm out here in the central southern tier tonight. Oneonta got 69 degrees. Under cloudy skies, we had 1 inch of rain today out in the central southern tier. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you are right where I would appreciate being myself, sitting at a picnic table under a canopy with a nice little campfire going. I've done that in my past time, and I miss it, and hopefully one of these days I'll be able to do it again. That'll be kind of cool. So I tell you what, I don't want to hog the repeater. I know Bill would love to come in and say hello, too, and I'm glad to see you're here on Echolink tonight with us because I know I've hosted net from Echolink, and sometimes it can be a challenge, but, yeah, if you know how to handle it, then you're doing great. No problems, and everyone is able to check in and enjoy a good conversation. On that note, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin James, who did report this evening. Yeah, it's such a nice evening. And the handheld, I don't think I can hit the repeater from here. We're probably about, maybe 30 miles from the repeater site. I can receive it, but I don't think I can hit it. Well, anyways, but this handheld I got the offset wrong on it, and I don't know how to change it unless I go home and put it on the computer and change it there. It's so much easier, but anyways, but as long as this is working, that's the main thing, I guess. So, and we're enjoying doing it here. So, Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for checking this evening. And now we'll clear. We'll go to KA3TFV. Good evening, Bill, and how's everything with you this evening?
M2OYQ, KA3TFV through the Echolink system. It's 75 degrees in the Warrendale, 60% humidity. We had some rain overnight, enough to wet everything down. Others have said it rained all night, but I don't think it rained all night here. And I didn't realize when I logged on that you were net control for the Echolink, because I was watching the patterns change. And you keyed up, and someone else was talking. You know, you have to learn a lot about the Echolink. It's not for everybody. Not everybody likes to bite into the prune. And there are difficulties sometimes, and things don't always work the way you like it to. But you're doing a fine job there. It's nice and clear. You're not cutting out. It's wouldn't miss it for the minute. Anyhow, back to net control. Thanks for being there. And I tip my hat to everybody on the net tonight that'll log on. And there may be a few that's listening to my voice and just had enough of it. Back to net control from KA3TFB.
Okay, very good, Pete. Bill, and we report that. Yeah, we had rain. It started, I don't know, started in the evening last evening, and as night progressed, and overnight, it rained quite hard here. I don't live too far from here. I don't live about 4 miles from Whetstone Golf State Park, but I guess it's close enough that if you need to go home for something, it's good, but sometimes it's too handy. So anyways, but I had an inch of rain at Glenville, where I live. So, and up here, I mentioned to the, talked to the park people here this morning, they had an inch and a quarter here. So anyways, so very good. Thanks a lot for checking in, Bill. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ. Do we have any mobile stations, portables, or handhelds like to check in? Please call now. N2KPR. Okay, very good, Rich. Good evening. How are you doing this evening? N2KPR.
Oh, first of all, good evening, everybody. Usually I check in quite this late. But not too bad. Quiet evening. Just the way I like my evenings, nice and quiet, nobody out fooling around or causing problems around here, so that's the way it should be. And actually I had a fairly quiet day today too. I wasn't expecting it quite that quiet, but that's the way it worked out, so I'm not complaining. Like I said, I enjoy quiet days. My aide came over for a while, and she worked for a little bit, and she had to leave, and before she got here, she went out and had her eyes examined. Found out she still had two, so she was happy about that. And after she left, things got really quiet around here. Heard a bang every now and then, and that rain today, when I got up this morning, I would have sworn it was going to rain all day long, but it petered up. But however, we still got some rain, so that makes things a little bit better here. And before I get prattling on, I'll pass it back to you, Dan. And 7-3, everybody, N2KPR.
Okay, very good, Rich, on your report there this evening and all your activities there and what all. So you have a good evening, Rich, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, is there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations worth the check-in? Please call now. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black Revised Service Now. Now, we'll take all calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
KA2ZZ-DC2WI. WA2U. KC2NBU.
Okay, I think I got, okay, what's we got here? KA2ZNZ, KC2WI, WA2U, and KC2MBU. Okay, KA2ZNZ, good evening, Jack, and how's everything with you this evening?
Hi Dan, everybody on board. Big, good night here tonight. And quiet day down this way too, except for running around doing some errands and so on and so forth. But we did get quite a bit of rain late last evening and overnight. But it wasn't extremely heavy. We had 5,300. Just over half an inch of rain this morning, and that cloudy, that cleared up. By noon time, we had sunshine, and it turned out to be quite a nice day. But at the moment, we're 72 degrees. I know we got up around 80 for a high, and I guess that's about it. 73s all around. KA2000, back to you, Dan.
Okay, pretty good, Jack, with your check-in this evening, and sounds like you had a pretty good day there for sure, and temperatures in the 70s and stuff. Yeah, the temperatures weren't bad here either today. Started out kind of cool this morning, but as time progressed after the rain stopped and stuff, it got warmer, and probably we had here in the 70s. I guess tomorrow they already have called for highs in the high 60s tomorrow, so we'll have to see what happens, so. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Jack. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, and now we'll go on to KC2WI. Good evening, Pete, again, and go ahead.
KC2WI, well, I don't know. It is still 68 degrees, according to my digital thermometer here. So it's not cooling down that much. I haven't gone outside since about 8 o'clock. I came in back from my bike ride, and you know, typical fashion. This is not exactly true because I rode. Oh, you know, I've ridden over to the post office, and I think I rode around Greg Road and back Otter Creek Road or something, maybe, and then I rode the mountain bike up in the Moose River Plains, but they were, you know, 2 or 3 miles into Beaver Lake, and then the swim, and then about 2.5 miles, pretty level, little hill, and then out, and then I did that again, and then I rode a little bit here and there, but... So the first time I take off on the road bike for any kind of a halfway serious ride, what do? I ride up, what is that road there by Martins? I think that's Whitaker Road, but anyway, up to Martinsburg, up the top of the hill, and of course that's the hard part. It's a good ride because once you get up to Martinsburg, coming back to Glenfield is almost no effort at all. I guess I got to get my bike, my old bike, computer, we call them bike computers, fixed, or just buy a new one so I could know what my average speed was and maximum. It's always fun looking at that, but I'm guessing my maximum is 25-30 miles an hour, at least and actually pedaling, you know, pedaling slightly downhill. Coming on the way back, my average speed was probably 20 or something. Even in the old days, I used to do this a lot. The first ride, I'd be out in the air and I'd go 20 miles or something. Of course, I was usually skiing all winter and stuff. But I probably was wise to come down the hill from Martinsburg and not make it an extended trip. So, you know, I'm not, my legs aren't killing me or anything like that. But, yeah, it says low 58, so I guess it's not going to get that cold tonight. Tomorrow night, it looks like even a little lower, 54, and tomorrow's not going to be very warm, high 69. Looks like maybe Friday, chance of thunderstorms, but 79. So looks like we got the cold front in here for a little while. And I don't know what else is new. Not too much. The Boonville Club meeting is next week on Tuesday. And that'll be nice. Hopefully we'll have enough people to have the meeting. I should be able to get to that. And I guess not too much else news here. KC2WI.
Okay, very good, Pete, on your report there. Yeah, that's a Whitaker Road there, running across from Marks' Farm. That's quite a hill to climb. Holy smokes. It's a long hill, though, too. That steep part, and then you go up, then there's a grade all the way up through. So that's quite a hill to climb on a bike, for sure. Wow. But anyways, that hill, if you come to Whetstone, you come up the Houseler Road, and that's all hill, though, too. Right from the bottom, right to the to the top, almost, to get to the East Road, I guess, the East Road. That's all hill there, too, so I don't know which would be worse or better, but anyways. Okay, very good, Pete. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. This is N2OIQ. We'll go on to W2U. John, good evening. How's everything with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan. N2OIQ and the Black River Valley ServiceNet, WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Didn't do a whole lot today. Worked with the, always trying to convert some text-to-speech stuff, and it seems to work. So I spent some time reading the SiriusXM interface manual for the new Onyx receiver we have. So, you know, it's new and improved. The other one, I wanted to replace, you know, I try to replace something with something that I had, but they don't, the old term, they don't make that one anymore. So you get something that's new and then you got to relearn everything, but did some stuff with that. And I got a chance to look at some of the calendar events. Of course, Pete mentioned the meeting coming up. And then on, August 21st, 22nd, 23rd is the Woodsman's Field Day. That promises to be a good time. We've been to that in the past, so we like going on Saturdays. And then I heard through the local WBRV coming up September 11th, 12th, and 13th is the Flywheel and Pulley get-together up in Constableville. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Plan on going to that. Kathy's never seen the old engines in action, so I told her it's interesting and everything is big and heavy for the most part. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. Kathy spent some time out today in the garden and yesterday. I was lucky I didn't have to get the hose out. We have quite a length of hose to water the garden, so when I don't have to get that all rolled out, it's a wonderful thing. So all is going well with that. And what else? And maybe we'll get some break in the weather. I get some of these logs finally sawed up, locked up, and split. And then we'll have another load coming in. I'd like to try to get ahead of the game. Oh, we got a contractor coming over tomorrow about 10 a.m. Since our person was working on our house, he had unfortunately passed away in June. We'll try to get some of the stuff around here buffed still a few things on the schedule. And Dan, I envy you. I love sitting by the fire. Thursday night is our, Kathy and I, we have a fire ring out there and a couple bricks and a number of lawn chairs. We have a fire ring that we had custom made. It's about 36 inches in diameter, probably 10 inches high, and about probably a quarter inch to a half inch thick of steel, so it's fairly heavy. Not one of the, not fancy, but it'll hold up well. And we like to burn up a lot of the bark and stuff. We sit around there on, usually on Thursday evenings, put our radio outside, listen to some music, and have some beverages under the stars, and just enjoy life. So I can picture sitting next to the picnic table under the canopy and just relaxing and watching the fire. So we've done it a number of times this summer so far into the wee hours of the morning. Turn it back over to you, Dan. We'll say good evening to everyone. WA to you, back to net.
Okay, very good, John. Repost there. A lot of interesting things you mentioned there. And, and the Woodsman's Field Day coming up, and the Wheels and Pulleys. Yeah, that's quite a thing. We normally, the Woodsman's Field Day, we normally help out on Friday night with a 10K foot race. And if we get time, we might go up to the Woodsman's Field Day at least one day. But we'll see what happens this year. But we definitely will be helping out with a 10K foot race on Friday night with the Woodsman's Field Day. And the Wheels and Pulleys, we'd like to make it up there at least one day. You run into a lot of people you haven't seen in a while, and up there, if it rains, and what a mess. It could be a really muddy mess up there. But anyways, we just got to hope for good weather and them, and it's a good show. So, okay, very good, John. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. Well, clear you. We'll go on to KC2MBU. Good evening, Ray, and how was everything with you this evening?
Good, Dan. We got 67 degrees up on the hill here. You don't sound as good tonight as you usually do. You got some hum, but you've also got some distortion there. I don't know if you have an adjustable preamp on the mic or what, but the gain's too high. Try talking 6 or 7 inches away from the mic, see if that helps any.
Okay, very good, Ray. I this phone here I'm using, I just got here a couple weeks ago, and I probably have got the gain set too high on it, maybe. I need to crank it down. I didn't know where to set it to start out with. But anyways, you can come back to me and tell me how that is. I'm a little bit further away from the mic, so try it again.
Yeah, it sounds better, but it's still cranked up too high.
Okay, after that, I'll find where to turn that down for sure. But thanks a lot for telling me that and everything. So anyways, you have a good evening, you and the family. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ, Net Control for the Black and White Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins for the net this evening. Okay, I guess that's that for this evening. I want to thank everybody that did check in. Had a nice night. We had 8 check-ins plus myself, so that made a really nice night for this evening. So hopefully everything goes well for tomorrow night. I'll be back again. So anyways, so that's it. So I want to thank everybody checking in. So this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Revive Service Net and return repeater to other amateurs. 73 and good evening to all. N2OIQ clear.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for doing the net. If I remember correctly, the only one besides Kevin James has done the net through Echolink. Maybe I'm incorrect on that, but appreciate your special efforts there. being the distance you are from the repeaters. As they say, the show must go on. WA to you.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that. Thanks for that comment, for sure. So, and how is the sound now? I just turned the gain down as I found the thing. I had it up to 6. I turned it back down to 0. So tell me if that makes any difference, if that sounds over-modulating or whatever when I come back. So, N2YQ.
Well, Dan, what I've noticed, WA2U, it sounds better, but it's not as crisp. My personal opinion is I think I forgot what the PL tones, but I think it's mixing with your audio. So it makes it sound a little bit different, but I don't think it's as distorted, but it lacks the crispness, if that's a good way to put it. But you're certainly readable, and that's what ham radio is about, I guess, experimenting and figuring out a better way. So I don't know that much about how the phones work and things, but it could be something that's just changing the audio on the phone no matter what you're going to do. You know, it could be some sort of thing over the microphone, I don't know, but I think it helped a little bit, WA2U.
Okay, very good, John. Thanks a lot. You and Kathy, have a good evening. We'll talk to you another time. N2YQ clear.
That did sound better than when you initially started, at least over here to me at the moment. All right, Dan, have a great evening. WA273.
This is KD2FPM signing out of the EchoLink system on this repeater. Thank you, as always, for use of EchoLink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, good evening to all. And we'll be signing off through the EchoLink system, and we'll make our fluffing our pillow and getting a cold drink before we turn in. Indeed, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Good job there, Dan. KA3TFB clear.
This is KA2ZZ3R County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come out, please.
And 2KPR. Good evening, guys.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. Ross McNally, N2KPR. Hello, Rich. N2WBX. Good evening, Dennis. N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Any other stations for our turn with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. And good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.